Good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. In today's episode, I catch up with best-selling author and leader in the anti-toxics movement, David Steinman. In his powerful new book, Raising Healthy Kids, David, one of America's premier environmental activists, shows how today's most popular items, from bubble bath to cereal to cleaning products to snack food, are contaminated with unacceptable levels of chemical toxins and pesticides, and he proposes alternatives and substitutes to keep your family safe. Be sure and go to Amazon.com and pre-order David's book, Raising Healthy Kids. Author again, David Steinman, and we look forward to hearing your feedback on this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. I am thrilled to have David Steinman on with me today as my guest. We have got an amazing, critically important, crucial topic that affects everybody to share with you listeners today. And David, before we get into going through all of the amazing questions we're going to answer for our listeners, like how can parents protect their children and creating an environment free of chemicals and exposure, for our listeners, everybody, David Steinman, thank you so much for being here, and share with our listeners what puts you on this path in natural health and to writing your book that's coming out in the near future.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Thank you for having me on your show today. I'm so happy to be talking to you. I think that I have a really specialized knowledge, and that is I know how to look at products and find ones that are harboring hidden chemical toxins. And I say I have a special knowledge because I've been doing this for 20 years, busting corporations. And what I found, though, was that simply writing about them as a journalist, and I've won awards for my journalism. I published Diet for a Poison Planet, Safe Shopper's Bible. I've actually written Diet was a bestseller. Mm. But I found that shame doesn't work when you want to change. What works is hitting companies in their pocketbooks.
Yes.
And making them pay. That hurts them because they're corporations. Unlike what Mitt said, corporations are not people. They're banks. So what I started doing in 2012, I sued Procter & Gamble for having a cancer-causing chemical called dioxane in their herbal essences and Pantene shampoos. The case went to court, and we won a consent judgment that required them to reduce the amount of these chemicals by about 90% or more.
Wow.
And we've recently retested them, and there is still a little bit of the chemical called dioxane in there, but it's been reduced by over 90%. And that was our first victory. Now, I do have a zero tolerance policy, so I don't use herbal essences. And in my new book, Raising Healthy Kids, How to Protect Your Children from Hidden Chemical Toxins, I tell mom and dad there are much better shampoos for you and your kids than herbal essences or Pantene. But mom and dad, I guarantee you, when your kids are teens, they're going to buy the herbal essences. I've never met a teenager who hasn't bought that product, but you don't want them to, even though we've made it safer. But since then, we've been busting corporations. Most recently, we sued Johnson's Baby Products for their what we allege is a false advertising campaign, claiming their products are free from a chemical that causes learning loss in children during pregnancy, phthalates. They're a plastic type of chemical. We sued them in court because their campaign said they contain none, but their baby products contain a lot, in our opinion. So this is kind of a knowledge that I have. And, you know, Dan, it's not fair for me to keep it to myself. Mm. I can't do that because no one else knows this. And these chemicals hurt our kids, and it's showing up societally in so many different ways, with disease, with a loss of learning ability among our kids, more special ed students. So I've got to talk about it.
You know, first of all, let me just back up and thank you for me personally and our listeners for the work that you've already accomplished with companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson to help make things safer. But David, it sounds like there's a lot more work to be done.
Well, the good news is there's a way out of this for every parent who is awake and learning and wants to know. The bad news is you can get hurt by what you don't know. Mm. So we do have to be really aware. There are some really bad products out there and they hurt kids. Some of them seem really innocent. I'll give you an example. We did a chapter on called Worse Than Cigarette Smoke. And kids love, and parents do too, those little Chex snack mixes, right? The ones with pretzels and whatever you call them.
Yeah, the processed wheat.
Chex stuff, the pretzels and whatever else they stuff in there. Well, those products we tested found they had a very high level of an industrial chemical. It's called acrylamide, and it causes endometrial and uterine cancer in our daughters. Mm. But it's really high, and we had to take legal action against them as well. Now, they're playing a game of, you know, stalling, like a lot of people we have heard of lately in the news are doing mm-hmm. when it comes to the legal system. But we have taken legal action. In my new book, Raising Healthy Kids, though, I share with parents just how much of this industrial chemical is in there and give them better choices than packing them those Chex little snack mixes off into their kids' lunches. And, you know, there is a rising rate of endometrial and uterine cancer. That's the saying, endometrial and ovarian cancer in our daughters. Mm-hmm. And acrylamide acts like the female hormone estrogen. It's a very clear-cut carcinogen, and it's at really high levels, and that risk for our daughters begins in childhood.
So one of the things that, you know, as a parent and as a grandparent, one of the first questions that comes to my mind is, how do I know that I'm not buying products that are filled with these chemical toxins for my kids or my grandkids?
I give a lot of examples of how to read labels and how to look for warning signs for every category, from household cleaning products to cosmetics to foods. One of the big ideas I leave people with is that products made with certified organic ingredients, whether they are cosmetics or foods, are not perfect, but they are provably a whole lot safer for the consumer. The myth is, however, what a lot of people believe: organic foods are too expensive to incorporate into your diet, or organic ingredients in cosmetics make them too expensive or not as effective. But this isn't true. It's a myth. And so I've been exploding that myth, and I do it in Raising Healthy Kids, and I show you how to do organics on a budget.
So in the book that's coming out, and by the way, for you listeners, you can pre-order David's book, Raising Healthy Kids, Protecting Your Children from Hidden Chemical Toxins Every Day. You can go there by going to Amazon, and you can do a pre-order at Amazon right now, which we're going to do in the clinic here. We've got lots of people that need to read David's book. And one of the things that comes to mind is the actionable steps that parents can take to protect their families. Do you have like one or two key things you can give us a little sneak preview of what they'll read when they get your book?
Yeah. And I want to emphasize that this is a very manageable problem. People throw their hands up and say, there's so many chemicals in the environment, what can I do? But I give you the way to get the biggest reductions. So here are some really big tips. Drinking water. Filter your drinking water. If you have $100 extra in your budget, and sometimes people do and sometimes we don't. I know about that. I'm an activist, so I know what a budget is. But filter your water, and if you only have $100, don't spend it on testing. Spend it on buying a good faucet filter and a pitcher filter. And you filter your water through that faucet filter, which will cost you about $25 to $30. And then you put the water into your filter pitcher, which will cost you another $25 or $30. Like, zero tolerance will get out a lot of the most worrisome chemicals, what are called, these are forever chemicals, that are showing up in drinking water all over the country, especially if you live near a military base. Mm. So for $60, get that faucet filter and a pitcher filter. That's a huge and important step for your children and for your health. If you're pregnant, it's so important. So that's a really that's $60. Now, if I said 100, right? So spend another 15 to 20 and get yourself a shower filter, because you will inhale as much of the harmful chemicals in your drinking water as you would as if you drank the water. So now you've spent maybe $85, and the amount of protection you have gotten is worth $50,000 in health insurance. It's worth your life. So those are the kind of ideas I'm giving you to live a healthy life. The really big idea, Dan, that I want to lift people with is when you do these things, not only are you healthier for the long term, but you feel healthier immediately, and your
Yes.
kids will become better behaved. Because when you switch to organic foods, you're cutting down on all the nerve toxin pesticides that are being used on our grains, fruits, and vegetables. And these nerve toxins are clearly linked with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and other cognitive issues in our kids. So you will see better behaved kids right away. These effects are immediate. Our bodies respond immediately to good inputs.
You mentioned about certain environmental exposures. What should parents be worried about, David, when it comes to these environmental exposures? Is it, I mean, air, water, food? You've mentioned food for sure, and water. What other exposures, should parents be aware of?
Yeah, we have to be 360 degrees in our perspective. So, mom and dad, you need to know about your community. You need to know about where you live. You need to know if you live near any plastic plants or ethylene oxide sterilizing plants, because these will emit chemicals into your air that will poison your kids and can harm your child during pregnancy and reduce their IQ or increase their risk for cancer. So I share with you how to learn more about your community. There are certain websites I tell you to go to for the EPA, their toxic release inventory, and I share how to use these databases, because you really have to know. I'll just give you a great example. I do a lot of our work in Cancer Alley, which is in Louisiana, and this is the portion of Louisiana between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. It's about 85 miles of the Mississippi River that encompasses about 200 chemical plants. Some of my friends live near in Reserve, Louisiana. I play music with them. One of my friends played keyboards for the late great Otis Redding. His wife has breast cancer. His son developed a kidney disease at a very young age. His daughter has immune disease. They live about 1,500 feet, maybe half a mile, from the Danka plastic plant, where everything neoprene is made in America. So, Dan, think about this. Sometimes we need neoprene. You know this as a physician, because sometimes it's used in medical devices. But do we really need neoprene anymore for our beer koozies to keep them cool? Do we really need neoprene for our totes? You can buy wetsuits now made from neoprene alternatives. The reason why I mention this is the air there is filled with chloroprene, the chemical used to make neoprene. And my friends are breathing it, and that's why they're getting sick. So when I shop, I try to avoid neoprene whenever possible now, because my friends are getting the brunt of the exposure. Now, we are also helping a school near there in Reserve called the Fifth Ward Elementary. My nonprofit, Healthy Living Foundation, together with ECOS, the green cleaning company, has sent 32 high efficiency particle air filters to the 325 kids and about 100 staff at the Fifth Ward. Now, the air they breathe there in their classrooms will be the cleanest air they breathe all day, because otherwise the air they breathe may have chloroprene levels that exceed the already lax EPA standards by something like 70-fold. So we sent those air filters there for their lungs and for their brains, because the chemicals in air pollution, like the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons that can come from various plants using petrochemicals, particularly energy plants, coal processing plants. When mom breathes these during pregnancy, they reduce your kid's IQ by several points. Mm-hmm. And that's not the only bad influence working against mom and the kid or kids if it's a multiple pregnancy, multiple kid pregnancy like we've had here. I'm working against them. So we sent those air filters for the kids. But that's why you need to know about the your own community, because if you do have bad air nearby, you need to take the right preventive steps to protect your family, your kids, and your own pregnancy mom and dad during these times. And I tell you how to do it in the book. But what I'm saying is one of the things you have to do is be aware 360 degrees of your own community.
When it comes to, and you touched on some really valuable points here, David, we could go on for hours, I'm sure. The thing that really intrigues me is the challenge that we face at times in getting into the schools. And, you know, from my perspective, what are you feeding these children, right? They're bringing in food from that's pre-made, it's ultra processed, and none of the schools, like when you and I were in school, they had cooks that actually prepared meals, from scratch. These kids aren't subject to that type of food consumption these days. And now we're getting off into what chemicals and things in their environment are they exposed to? What can we do to help make sure that kids are safe in the school system these days?
Yeah, that's a great question, because quite apart from bad food, where they could also face PCB exposure from outdated fluorescent lighting that's leaking in their classrooms. That happened to the Sky Elementary School in Monroe, Washington. They can face asbestos hazards like the high fashion school in Malibu, California faced, where all the celebrities came out and said, you're hurting our kids, and they were hurting the kids. So we face a lot of dangers. I have a whole chapter in Raising Healthy Kids called The New School Rules, because it is a whole new era for kids. One of the things I want mom and dad to do is become involved in their schools, because once you read Raising Healthy Kids as a parent, you will have specialized knowledge that you need to share with the rest of the school. So there are certain things you need to do. For example, there are a lot of nonprofits now working with schools to get local farms to supply sustainably grown foods to kids. So you have local farms supplying local schools. And that's a national program. And mom and dad, you can read about it in Raising Healthy Kids, know who to contact, and work on that for your own school. Also, mom and dad, I really stress that you demand from your school the water quality test reports. There are so many schools with ancient lead cinched pipes with lead in their drinking water. And you have to know this ahead of time. I tell another story in Raising Healthy Kids about a mom who sent her children off to a preschool, not knowing that preschool had PFAS. These are the forever chemicals that are used in firefighting equipment. And the preschool was right next to a former military base. And the PFAS were in the groundwater. And she didn't know it. And because she didn't get the water test, her kids were exposed and have, this is really, really difficult to talk about. Her kids have really high PFAS levels. She doesn't, because she didn't go to the preschool. It's called like survivor guilt. And the kids will now need a lot of medical attention. There are certain medical drugs combined with chlorella that will help to reduce the PFAS in the kids. And I go through the actual published peer-reviewed studies on the medical drug that you combine with chlorella to reduce PFAS. But the point is that she didn't know to ask what is in the drinking water of my kids. Now, your kids may have to shower in that water. They may have water sports in that water. And mom and dad, if your water has lead in it or PFAS, they can't do water sports. They can't shower in that water. And you have to pack water in a stainless steel container for them, because you don't want to use more plastic. But you do need to give them water to drink. So I share with you how to protect your kids when they're going to school, too. And it's a whole new way of looking at school.
Yeah.
It's, well, and God knows we don't have to talk about, you know, the horrible mass shootings.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, it's
still. And this is just another area that we have to. It's 360 degrees as a parent these days. We have to know about all of this. And we go through it in the book.
Yeah, I know that you talk about, you know, raising and healthy kids. You talk about some of the safe brands to buy. Can you give our listeners just one or two, you know, key things that seem to be at the top of your list? Because you did mention, you know, getting away from plastics and using stainless steel for the waters and things of that nature. That's just one thing alone that we try to make sure people are aware of, to get away from these plastics, using stainless steel as for their drinking containers and things of that. What are some of the other safer products or brands that you would recommend?
Well, I do want to mention, I'll mention again, Ecos, the green cleaning company. We recommend them over Seventh Generation, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Because Seventh Generation, which I think is owned by Unilever, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's Unilever.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever owns them now, they are using chemicals called ethoxylated alcohols in some of their products. And these can act like the female hormone estrogen or be contaminated with dioxane.
Hmm.
Ecos, on the other hand, has gotten rid of all this. We've worked with them. We've tested their product. And they're a very conscientious company. And so when it comes to green cleaning, if you have to buy a product, then I tell you how to make your own green cleaning, do-it-yourself products, but go with Ecos. They're a really good brand. They're a very good brand.
Yes.
When it comes to cosmetics, there are a lot of good brands out there. That's what's important to note is we've made it, those of us who are a little bit older than 20, you know, I guess, Dan, you and I like are in our late 20s now.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, biologically, we're in our early 20s, man. But, chronologically, late 20s, we'll put it. You know, we made the difference because all this time we've been buying and demanding organic cosmetics, organic foods, when there were no markets for these things. That's why today, Mom and Dad, when you go shopping for your kids, you can find really good organic cosmetic brands like Lagona, Wellita, Avalon, Botanical Rush. They're all using safe ingredients or organic ingredients. But the reason why they're so available is because shoppers 10 and 15 years ago were demanding these products and created the markets. When it comes to organic foods, there are a lot of good organic brands out there. The point is that while organics aren't perfect, they make such a huge difference that rather than look for a specific brand, make sure it's certified organic. I myself, for example, do a lot of shopping at Kroger. And I find their Simple Truth brand to be a great organic brand because it's less expensive and I can get all the many of the staples that I need for the same price. So you might be saying, well, you know, I know those organic strawberries can be pretty expensive compared to conventional. They can be. But you know what you do, Mom? You look for the 3-pound bag of frozen organic strawberries that you can buy now, certified organic strawberries. You get some certified organic or even non-fat yogurt. Those frozen strawberries or blueberries on the yogurt are so safe and healthy for your kids for a dessert, and they are so inexpensive. It's like you get all the value of conventionally growing, but all the extra benefits of not having the bad chemicals and knowing that your kids will be immediately healthier.
Yes.
I mean, this stuff really happens fast. That's what I'm trying to say. Our body's DNA responds to all these outside messages, inscribes these little cues it's getting from a healthier internal environment, tells our DNA, and suddenly where your daughter may have been producing a little too much toxic estrogen because of all those Chex snack mixes. But when you buy safer products like Quinn pretzels, for example, Quinn makes really good low acrylamide pretzels. They're much safer. You know, your daughter's DNA gets it right away. Her estrogen levels are going to be more balanced. You may not see that, Mom, but you know what? She's not going to have the same risk for endometrial or ovarian cancer because of the acrylamide.
So that pretty much helps to dispel the myth that many people are under the impression that organic is much more expensive when compared to the conventional. But the reality of it is, wise shopping, and to use your phrase you coined, having a 360 view of how to properly invest your money when you're buying at the grocery store can be done safely as well as pretty efficiently.
So one of the things I learned during the pandemic was, because I had to shop online so much, I learned to cruise, looking for those organic bargains. So I really suggest you can price shop. And another really good little tip, mom and dad, is I was just kind of, because I do like price shop a lot for organic nuts, right? Because what I try to have for my kids right in front of them, because every parent of a teen knows that as our kids grow up from little kids to teens, it seems like their brains have just suddenly gotten smaller all of a sudden in comparison to the size of their bodies and everything else. Because teens don't learn anything. You just keep doing it for them and hope that when they get out of their teens, everything you did for them during those years suddenly comes back to them. And it will. But be patient. Those teen years, you just got to do it for them. So put those healthy, unroasted almonds, organic, cashews, Brazil nuts, organic goji berries, organic raisins, organic dates, figs, organic shredded coconut. Mix them all together, put them in a big bowl right in front of your kids, eye height, and that's what they're going to snack on. Because they're not smart enough to strategize this stuff. Whatever they see, they eat. I know it. They're locusts. So mom and dad, you got to intervene. Same with cosmetics, Dan.
Yes.
My kids brought home, like, one of my kids brought home English leather cologne. And we measured it for those phthalates that were in the Johnson's baby products. It was riddled with phthalate. And, the phthalates will impact the male sperm. So you really don't want your kids using it if you want to have healthy grandkids. And you know what? At 13, 14, they may not quite get it. I went out and bought them some other colognes that were made with essential oils and claimed to be phthalate-free. We're studying colognes and fragrances now. But I do recommend looking for ones that claim to be phthalate-free. Most claims are true, but some aren't, as we've learned. And that use essential oils and plant ingredients when you're buying fragrances. And I have found there are a few good brands on Amazon. You can find them. I think Oak and Barrel is one that we found. Barrel is another. But so I don't want my son using a phthalate riddled product like English leather, or my daughter using Canoe, which was also phthalate riddled, because those phthalates impact women's eggs and ability to reproduce too. So teens, what you do is you buy the safe products, you buy the safe shampoo, the safe acne product. You know, every teen's going to be using acne products. So look for the safer ones, mom and dad, and I show you how to do it. You do a cosmetic intervention for your teens. You have to, because otherwise it's going to be like Body Shop all the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like walking into Sephora. If you don't help your daughter, and I know when I would walk into my daughter's room, I'd go, oh my God, am I walking into Sephora? You know, why don't we just go to the perfume shop? How many different fragrances did you buy this week?
Yeah.
It's like, but the stuff can't be good for them because it does have phthalates. You got to do the intervention. You're not going to be perfect, but you're going to get the biggest reductions this way. And that's what you want, is big reductions, not perfection. Well, perfection is great, but we never get it. So we,
For the listeners, as we get ready to wrap up this segment of Total Wellness Radio, a quick reminder, please go to Amazon right now and pre-order Raising Healthy Kids, Protecting Your Children from Hidden Chemical Toxins Every Day, from author, best-selling author, and leader in the anti-toxics movement, David Steinman. David, as we get ready to wrap up this segment, let me just say it's been a pleasure to have you on. I hope we get a chance to do this again in the near future. And also, what parting words of encouragement as well as wisdom would you like to share with our listeners as we get ready to wrap up?
You are the difference. We are the change. And I just want to tell a really quick story that I started raising healthy kids with. I live in California, and I always go into the great valleys here, the San Joaquin, the Salinas, and the Sacramento to do my research, my journalism, among all the farm towns. There's a town called Salinas. It's been carved out of the farm fields. This is where our lettuce, strawberries, cucumbers, our fruits and vegetables are grown for the rest of the nation. There are lots of little schools in Salinas that are carved out of the farm fields. I had been going there for years, and the farm fields were being sprayed with diazinon and other of those nerve toxin pesticides that I mentioned earlier on the strawberries and lettuce, and subsequently harming the kids at the schools. To write my new book, Raising Healthy Kids, I went back to Salinas just a year or two ago. I went to the same schools, and when I walked around them and I tell the story, they were surrounded by organic strawberry and lettuce fields for miles. All the workers there, organic fields, the kids playing were right next to organic fields. I mean, here's the chain link fence for this kid's play yard, and here's the lettuce field. They're all organic now. Why is that? Because people like you and me 15, 20 years ago were buying those expensive, because it was a lot more expensive then, those expensive strawberries and that more expensive lettuce. We didn't know who we were helping. We just knew that this was a better, more woke, empathetic way of doing things. And so I looked at these fields and I was kind of crying, and just from joy that all that money I had spent was not stupid when people were telling me I was dumb for buying organics. And they're still telling us that. I called my friend who teaches in the Salinas School District at the time, Oscar Ramos. He said, "Well, David, it's people like you who have been buying all those organic strawberries and that organic lettuce who were the change. That's why we have organic fields here." And I'm thinking to myself, I'm living 250 miles south of these kids, never saw them, never thought about this, and here I am. And it was my actions that led to this good thing here, and are also why I'm healthy and going to live a long, healthy life. Accidents always happen. We don't know for sure. Knock on a little piece of wood there, Dan. But I think this is a double bonus. Yes. I helped a lot of kids. I helped my own family. And I'm helping the nation. So do the right thing. We're winning. We are winning. It doesn't seem like it sometimes. But the good guys and the good girls, we're winning this war by our actions. We are the change.
Thank you so much, David, for being my guest on Total Wellness Radio. And a personal thanks from me to you for your work, for your advocacy, for the organizations that you're a part of, for the change that you've already influenced nationally, and in one last comment about raising healthy kids, for the book that you're releasing come May. We look forward to the read, and I look forward to having you on a future episode of Total Wellness Radio.
Dan, thanks. It's great. I really enjoyed talking to you today. Thank you.
For David Steinman, this is Dan Young signing off for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to all of our interviews and the life-changing natural approaches you can take with your health. For those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please do subscribe. And when you get a chance, also leave a review on this podcast or other episodes that you've enjoyed from Total Wellness Radio.